plan would wipe out the practice of cable companies bargaining with cities over franchise agreements. Instead, companies would deal with the state, and as long as their paperwork's in order, they could start doing business. While Packer Republican Kevin Peterson says it will encourage competition and drive new technology.
We should not be clinging to past regulatory frameworks that lock us into one specific technology, because such an approach will ultimately impede innovation.
Companies that want to offer cable or some alternative would be charged a flat fee under this plan. Communities would not be able to negotiate additional money to cover public access programming the way some of them do right now. The measure has been pushed hard by AT&T. It's touted it in TV ads and hired 16 lobbyists, including state Democratic Party Chair Joe Wernicke. Wisconsin Rapids Democrat Marlon Schneider told his colleagues they're giving too much power to one company.
What this is all about is money, big time money. And in our rush for the money, we're going to desert all those local franchise agreements.
Members of both parties supported the plan by a nearly 40-vote margin, but it's not a done deal yet. Democrats in the Wisconsin Senate have tied up a similar bill in the legislature's budget committee. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.